Today we're going to learn Daf Hey Amud Beis. We are holding on the top line already of Daf Hey Amud Beis at Minahani Mili. The words are Minahani Mili. Now we had mentioned in the Brais and Daf Dalet Amud Aleph, amongst the things that are subject to Baal Ta'acher, that if a person doesn't bring on time, he's in violation of Baal Ta'acher. So we listed all the things, a whole variety of things. So now the Gemara is going to explain the source for each of them. So Minahani Mili, how do I know that each of these items listed in the Brais are subject to the Yisra of Baal Ta'acher? The Tan Rabban, because the Braisa Darshan is what it says in the Torah, Ki Sidor Neder. The Torah says if one takes upon himself a neder, and the pasuk continues, Lashem Elokecha Tashem Lo Sa'acher L'Shalmo, he better not delay in paying it back, in paying up the neder, because Kidroshi Dushan Hashem Elokecha Me'imach, Hashem wants it from you, Vayevachachet, and it's going to be an Avera not to bring it. So the Braisa is going to Darshan from this pasuk all of the items that are subject to Baal Ta'acher. So says the Gemara, from the fact that it says Kisi Dar Neder, Ainli Ala Neder, I would only know if you say in a Lashon of Neder, Hare Olai Korban, that it's on me, that's a Lashon of Neder, it didn't in the Gavra, but Nidava Minayin, how do I know that if you say a Lashon of Nidava, Hare Zu Ola, it didn't in the Cheftza, where you identify this animal as an Ola or a Shlamin, how do I know that that's also a violation of Baal Ta'acher, if you fail to fulfill the Nidava? Nemar kan neder, because it says neder over here by Baal Ta'acher, v'nemar la'alan im neder o nedava, and it says by the issue of nosar also neder o nedava mala halan, just like when it talks about when the Torah writes neder nedava imo, when it writes neder by nosar, it's along with the nedava. The neder and nedava have the same status; they're both subject to nosar. Afkan nedava imo. So too, when it comes to Baal Ta'acher, Neder and Nedava are no different from each other. They're both equally subject to Baal Ta'acher. Then we darshan further in the pasuk. La'Hashem Elokecha. What do we learn from that phrase? Elu hadamin ha'arachin v'acharamin v'akteshos. That's a reference to damin, arachin, charamin, and akteshos, which are kachei bedek habayis. They're mukdash only for Hashem Elokecha. Kohanim have no chelik in it whatsoever. So that's why we're able to derive from the words Hashem Elokecha those types of hekdash that Kohanim have nothing from. Lo sa'acher l'shalmo, the pasuk continues, do not delay in paying it. Hu v'lo chilufav. That we learn that dafka, the behema that was initially designated as a korban, is subject to Baal Ta'acher, but you do not violate Baal Ta'acher on a behema that was a replacement or switched out for that initial korban. And the pasuk continues, ki darosh yidrashenu. So we learn from there that elu chatos v'ashamos, only those karbonos that you're chayiv to bring because of some avera that you've done are subject to Baal Ta'acher, or olos and olos ri'iya that you're chayiv to bring when you're a leregel, or shlamin shalmei chagiga that you're chayiv to bring when you're a leregel. So we see from this, all of those types of karbonos are derived from the words darosh yidrashenu. Those are the ones that Hashem seeks from you because those are actual chiyuvim. And the same is true for Bechor and Meiser Behema and Karban Pesach, because those are all Karbanos Chova. Then it says Hashem Elokecha. Now those words are totally extra, because the pasuk already said Kisidar LaHashem, that you took a neder LaHashem. So it could have just said Kidrosh Yidrashenu Meimach, and we know that the subject is Hashem, that Hashem is the one that wants it from you. So we darsh it, and it must be coming to teach us Baal Ta'acher on something else, on Elu Tzedakos, someone who's known that Tzedakah Ta'aniyim, where it also uses the phrase LaHashem Elokecha by Tzedakah, L'chati Tzedakah LaHashem Elokecha, Maisros, and by Maiser Rishon, and Maiser Sheni, and Maiser Rani, where it also says V'chatul V'nei Hashem Elokecha, U'Bechar, and Bechar as well. Then the pasuk goes on to say Me'imach, that Hashem is Dorishit Me'imach. What's Me'imach teach me? Zeh Leket Shechopeya. That's a reference to Leket Shechopeya that goes to the poor person. Since it says by the mitzvah of lending money to a poor person, Es Ha'oni Imach, so we darshan Me'imach relates to something that goes to a poor person, that anything that you would give to a poor person, like Leket Shechopeya, would be subject to Baal Ta'acher. V'hoya b'cha chet, the pasuk continues. So we darshan that it's specifically b'cha that there will be a chet of Baal Ta'acher if you don't fulfill. V'lo b'karbon chachet, but it's not in your karbon, even if the karbon doesn't become pasul as a result of the violation of Baal Ta'acher. Amar mar, so we had just said lo sa'acher l'shalmo, that it says lo sa'acher l'shalmo. So we darshan hu v'lo chilufav. That was a limitation on Baal Ta'acher. The Baal Ta'acher only applies on the animal, but not that which is switched out for the animal. Well, chilufei mai, what type of chilufei are we talking about? What type of switching? If we're talking about that you designated an animal as an olor or shlamim, and then you lost the animal, and you were mafresh another animal in its place, and then you found the first one, and you were mischaper with the first one, so now you're left with the animal, with the replacement animal that was supposed to be the chilufin, and that's what the pasuk is telling us, that there's no isra of balta acher on the replacement that you're left with. So, because mikrov karvi, the halach is that they're supposed to be brought like a regular olor or shlamim, so why wouldn't it be a violation of Bal Ta'acher? So that doesn't make sense. Mikrov Karvi, it should be brought and therefore subject to Bal Ta'acher. And if we're talking about a chatos that got lost and you designated another animal in its place and then you found the first carbon chatos and you were makrevit for your chova, and over there also, though, it doesn't make sense that it shouldn't be subject to Bal Ta'acher, because the second animal, since it's not supposed to be hukrav at all, meaning it doesn't make sense that that's what the Braisa will be teaching us, is not subject to Bal Ta'acher. It's obvious that it's not subject to Bal Ta'acher because you're not supposed to bring it as a carbon. Lemisa azla, it's supposed to be a chatos that has no use, is supposed to go to die. So of course it's not going to be subject to Bal Ta'acher. It's not supposed to be meant as it's not supposed to be brought as a carbon. Ela mai chilufav, what does chilufav mean? Chilufei toda. That a person loses a carbon toda and he designates another carbon toda in its place. Then he finds the original carbon toda. They get mixed in with each other. One of them dies. He doesn't know if the one that remains is his original carbon toda or if the one that remains is the replacement carbon toda. So the halacha is that you're not allowed to be makrevit. Why not? The Tani Rabbi Chiya, toda shenasarva b'tmurasa, if a toda gets mixed in with that which is its replacement, umesa achas me'en, and one of them dies, chaverta in la takana. The surviving one cannot be brought as a carbon, because the lechem that has to be brought with the carbon toda can only be brought with the original carbon and not with the tmura. So hey chilavid, what are you supposed to do? Likrava v'likrav lechem ba'da. Bring it and bring the lechem with it, and the 40 chalos, the 40 loaves of bread, just like a regular carbon toda, dilma tamurihi. Maybe you got the wrong animal. Maybe it's the tamur, it's not the original. So you can't bring the lechem. Likrava below lechem. What, so you're going to try to bring it without the lechem? Dilma todihi. Maybe it actually is the correct carbon toda, and you're not allowed to bring it without the lechem. So the same is true with a toda and its chilufin that are misariv with each other, not just with its tamura. If it was switched out because it got lost, the halacha would be the same, that you're stuck, that you can't bring it with the lechem, and you can't bring it without the lechem. But ask the Gemara, okay, so if you can't bring it as a carbon, why do I need a pasuk to tell me that you're not in violation of Bal Ta'acher for not bringing it? Of course you're not in violation of Bal Ta'acher for not bringing it. You're not allowed to bring it. So so far we had three possibilities of what the Braisa was teaching me when it said that the chilufin are not subject to Bal Ta'acher, and we've rejected all three possibilities. Either because it's wrong, it would be subject to Bal Ta'acher, or because it's obvious that it wouldn't be subject to Bal Ta'acher. So I'm Rav Sheshes Liolam, Lemutei Chilufei Olav Shlamin. Really, it's coming to discuss and to tell me that you're not in violation of Bal Ta'acher for Chilufei Olav Shlamin. We already asked that, why not? After all, there are regular kabbalists that have to be brought. The original carbon had already had two regalim pass without you bringing it, and then vuhuma. Then it developed a mum, v'chililo alacher. So you were mechalil its kedusha on another behema, and you said that it should take the place of the first one. V'avar alav regal echad. And now the replacement animal goes through one yantif. I might have thought that since this is a replacement of an animal that has already seen two regalim, when this animal now sees a third regal, it should be like all three regalim passed. Come mashmalan. That's why it has to come and tell me that you don't violate Bal Ta'acher unless three regalim pass on the second animal alone. And that's learned from what the Torah says, lo sa'acher l'shalmo, that the zman of Bal Ta'acher is three regalim for each behema in its own right. Frek the Gemara, that's a great answer if you assume that that is true, that Bal Ta'acher, the clock starts again on Bal Ta'acher and the replacement animal. But Rabbi Meir, da amar kiven shavar alav regal echad over b'Bal Ta'acher. But what if you hold like Rabbi Meir, that holds that you don't even need three regalim? So you can't come up with this whole chiddush, that the whole chiddush is that the clock starts again. There is no clock according to Rabbi Meir. It's one regel that's bal ta'acher. So how are you going to explain the brayso according to Rabbi Meir? Amar Rava hacha ma'eskinan. The case according to Rabbi Meir is kigon shehumam. That also we'll explain that it's talking about the chilufin of an olor or a shlamim, and the animal developed a mum betoch regel during the first regel. The chilulo and you were mechalin on another behema va'avra lava regel. And the second behema had the rest of Yantif pass by. So the Salkadait Khamina hol mikoch kamakasi kamandavara le kuli regal dami. One might have thought that since it's coming mikoach, the original animal, it's as if the entire regal has passed on this animal, kamashmulan, therefore comes and tells me that no, that we're not mitzdarif. So let's summarize the point over there, that the Gemara has four suggestions of what the Bryce is teaching me when it says there's no bal ta'acher on chilufav. And the Gemara concludes that we don't combine an animal with the time that an animal had passed with the time that its replacement had passed to cheshbin the bal ta'acher. That we don't combine the amount of regalim or the amount of the regal that passed for one animal with the amount of time that passed for the other animal to make a bal ta'acher. We learned in the Braisa from the Pasuk Vahayba Chachet, Darshin Veloba Karban Chachet, that even if three regalim pass and there's a sin that was violated by the owner of the karban, nevertheless the karban does not become possible, you could still be makar of that karban. Ask the Gemara, Vaha Mehacha Nafka, is that really learned from here? Mida Acherim Nafka. We learn this from a Braisa that Acherim Darshin. What's the Braisa of Acherim? Ditanya, we have a Braisa as follows. Acherim Omrim, Acherim say, the Bukhar is supposed to be brought and eaten within its first year, because the Pasuk says, L'fnei Hashem L'kechot Echlenu Shana B'Shana, so Yachl Yehe Bukhar Sha'av Rashnaso Ki Psulei HaMekdashin. You might think a Bukhar that's more than a year old has a din of Psulei HaMekdashin, of an animal that develops a mum or something like that, where there's nothing you could do with it, V'Yipasal, and you can never bring it as a carbon because you violate a Bal Ta'acher by letting it go over the year. Talmud Lomar V'Chalt L'fnei Hashem L'kecha Maisa D'Gancha Tiroshcha So we darshan from that pasuk, makish bechor lemeiser, that we're linking the din of bechor to the din of meiser. Ma meiser einu nifsal mishana lechaverta. Just like meiser doesn't become pasul if the year goes by and you didn't bring that year's meiser. Af bechor einu nifsal mishana lechaverta. So to a bechor does not become pasul from one year to the next. So asks the Gemara, why do I need the drasha of a haya becha chait to teach me that the karban is still kosher? Can't I just learn it out from the achalta l'fnei Hashem elokecha, from the hekesh to meiser? Answers Gemara, itzrich. No, we need both limudim. Salkadait chamina, I would have thought that there's a difference between bechar and other karbanos, as follows. That hani mili bechar delav bar hartzahu. That when do we say that a year can go by and it won't be, the karban won't become possible? That's only by a bechar that doesn't come for a kapara of anything and it doesn't come as a special gift to Hashem. But those karbanos that come as a kapara, like an ola that's mechapara mitzvah saseh, or a shlamim that's brought as a special gift to create shalom between Klal Yisrael and the Ribbono Shel Olam, ema lo liratzu. I might think that once you're late, better, it's not better late than never. Once you're late, you haven't been able to achieve that kapara or that ritzui that you were looking to achieve. That's why it has to tell me that no, even a Bechar, even other Karbanos, not only is a Bechar not possible when the year is up, but even other Karbanos. So I guess the main point will be, both by a Bechar and by Karbanos that come for Kaparo or Ritzui, even after Bal Ta'achar has been violated, the Karban is still Kasher. So ask the Gemara Vakati, but still we don't need the Mi'at of Velo B'Karban Chachet, because Mid Ben Azai Nafka, we could have derived this from Ben Azai, this din that a karban does not become possible just because you violated Bal Ta'achar could have been derived from Ben Azai. Titania, because the Braisa teaches us, Ben Azai Omer, Oso. Pasuk says, Oso. So, Matam Lomer, what is the Pasuk teaching me when it says the word Oso? The Pasuk that we're talking about is by the Parsha of Pigel. It says, Im Heachel Yechel Mi Besar Zevach Shlomo B'Yom HaShlishi, Lo Yeh Rotzeh HaMakriv Oso lo yichashev lo pigul yihia. So the Gemara tells us, what's the word of so doing there? Lefishinemar, because the pasuk says lo sa'acher l'shalmo shomei ani af ma'acher nidro b'val yeirotze. So I might think that even someone who's only late, who's only violated bal ta'acher, that it's already subject to bal yeirotze, the carbon should already be possible. Tamlomar oso. That's why the pasuk says oso oso below yeirotze. Pigul is possible, is a carbon that cannot be brought, that cannot be used anymore. Ve'in ma'achar nidro below yeirotze. But just being late in bringing a carbon is not enough to make it lo yeirotze, to affect its ritzui. So why do I need any? Why do I need this drasha? We have this drasha of oso to tell me the very same din. So says Gemara, ela b'chachet v'lo b'ishta chachet. You're right. We have to darshan something else from b'chachet. That if you violate bal ta'acher, you're in violation of the iser, but the woman who, the wife of this man who violated the iser is not, does not bear any responsibility, because sal katayt chamina hol vam Rabbi Yochanan v'itamer Rabbi Lazar einish shoshal adam meisalim kein mevakshin menu mamon ve'ein lo, that since we say a person's wife dies when he steals money and they ask for the money back and he's unable to pay it back, shneamar im ein lechol deshalim lama yikach mishkav chamitachtecha, that if he's unable to pay back what he stole, his mishkav is going to be taken from under him. That's a reference to his wife. Se'ema b'haya von de bal ta'acher nami ishto mesa. I might have thought that for the violation of bal ta'acher, his wife would die as well. Kamash mulan. That's why he tells me that no, his wife doesn't get punished for the husband's violation of bal ta'acher. And we'll make that our final main point, or I guess our first main point of Vav Amud Aleph, that we learn from Becha Chet that although a person gets punished for violation of bal ta'acher, his wife is not at any risk of being punished for the husband's violation of bal ta'acher. So Bezus Hashem, next time we'll pick up about 10 lines into the page at Tanu Rabbanan.